Hello, you goblins and ghouls, you fucking jack-o'-lanterns, and you idiots, and you fucking dorks. And then to all of the cool people, hello to you two as well. This is episode 103. I don't like the way that I started that. I'm not gonna lie. I'm being straight honest with you guys. That didn't make any sense, but we're keeping it in. We're gonna keep it in. And try saying that three times fast. I said it twice. You think I'm gonna say it again? I can't. But we're going to keep it in. See what I fucking mean, dude? God damn it. This is episode 103. Episode 103 with my friend Emma Jackson, Mississippi. I don't think she's from there. I think she's from Virginia. God, I hope it's correct. But if not, it doesn't matter. I was just incorrect on a place. Okay, you can't get upset with me if I'm incorrect on a place. I went to middle school. I mean, I went to high school. I got incorrect in all of the places. I don't fucking know geometry. Hell, I don't even know, you know, all of my friends are black. Oh, God. As we can tell, based off that delivery, I am high. Okay, guys? This is it. This is what we do. But yeah, Emma Jackson, we talk about a bunch. I just before I get to the episode, what was I even fucking talking about? Follow my TikTok if you would like, Gregory_Richardson, 1157. No Snapchat. I'm okay. I'm not 12 anymore. But if you want to follow it, then you know, don't. My Twitter is @GregTheChild. Instagram is also Gregory_Richardson, 1157. Facebook, Gregory Richardson. LinkedIn is Michael Jordan. JKJK, LOL. He dead. JKJK. Just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. I think there's one less JK. So everything I just said, but just take away a JK. Do that math. You can't even do geography, okay? How can you do math? That was kind of a callback, right? Right? I have, what was it? Oh, on YouTube, I have a stand-up set. I don't even know what it's called. Put in fucking Gregory Richardson stand-up comedy. I don't know. Just go to my, here's the thing, go to my YouTube. Nope, it's not even on my YouTube. What the fuck am I advertising right now? What am I trying to say? I'll find it. I'm on YouTube somewhere doing stand-up, so put it in there. But yeah, you can listen to that. And then also listen to this episode. This is a good episode. So, enjoy. Okay, what was even the point of this? This is episode, I actually don't know what episode it is, but we have a friend of mine, Emma Jackson, never called you by your actual name.
Yeah, that feels kind of weird.
I didn't like it. You know, one time for Christmas, by the way, my brother gave my mom edibles, and my mom is not an edible person. And
was this Chris?
No, this was John.
Dang it.
And I don't call them by their old nicknames. But Jonathan gave my mom an edible cookie for Christmas, and she was just like, oh my gosh, I needed that so much. And then she never drank it. I mean, ate it. She never ate it. It fucking sucks.
She doesn't want it now? Does she still have it?
She definitely needs it. She has 9 kids.
Sorry, I'll just talk louder.
Yeah.
If I find that
you're talking like you're in church right now.
Hello, pasta. I would like to make a confession.
Did you say pasta?
Pasta.
Sorry, we're in an Italian church.
Pasta. Sorry, LMAO. Lamau. anyways.
This is one of my favorite things about podcasting, especially editing it. At this point, it's just a conversation.
Yeah, I don't even know this mic is here.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Fuck the mic. Cut this shit.
This is Eminem. You said you had, I walked in here and you had conversation starters.
Okay, let me introduce it and then okay. You can pick after. So this is my featherless.
She's holding a white chicken.
This is my featherless naked chicken. I put a name tag on him. His name is Reginald. He doesn't squeak, but he's squishy. Feel free.
Oh, God. Oh,
no, he's so sweet.
Oh, there's no... Oh, this is weird.
Yeah, he's really kind, though.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a prop at my ropes course, so he's my favorite addition.
Could we... Because now this chicken is looking like the chicken from Suff's Up. Did you ever see Suff's
Yes,
Up?
Yes, I did.
It looks like that. Yeah. I kind of want to take a picture of this for the description of the episode.
Oh, we can do that. We can do that. Cool. But you got to get his name in it. What's next, it?
Reginald?
Reginald, yeah.
Do you have a background? Like, because that sounds like a name that worked in the... in the war.
I can make a background.
Okay.
We can get one. That's easy.
Okay, so how old is he?
Well, let's see.
He's blind. He has to be blind. Look at his fucking eyes.
That's because I was swinging him around by his neck at my ropes course.
You're like, I'm such a good mom.
Yeah, when the kids were running on the course, I would chase them with the chicken and say, apologize to Reginald. And then they would apologize.
Title of episode.
Yeah. So everyone apologized to Reginald. He stayed in my pocket the whole time. Whenever I had to untighten a harness, I was like, hold Reginald. And they were like, okay. And I was like, don't look him in the eye. And then during my ropes course, I was like, what direction should we look? And they're like, up and down. And I was like, up, not down.
Oh, so you're swinging Reginald around?
Yeah, swinging him around. You can tell because he has no eyes left. And my hand was blue and red for a while from where I was around his head, like,
wow. I feel like saying just the context of apologize to Reginald, if I'm only hearing the conversation, you're either talking about an old man or I'm straight up like, is she talking about a Vepo chicken?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only two options.
Yeah. But, I mean, it could go either way.
Yeah.
I know a couple Reginalds. some of them may not be that young, so you never know what you're going to get.
I don't know any Reginald. Does he have a voice in it? Does he have an actual voice?
So, okay, here's another fun fact about Reginald that we didn't explain yet. Okay. Reginald is a woman.
Oh.
However.
Sorry, it's a god.
No, Reginald only uses he, him pronouns.
But he's a woman.
Yes.
So he's a she. So... No,
My kids made this decision. I'm not undersure understanding.
I'm not undersure.
I'm not undersure on exactly how it works. All I know is that Reginald is a woman. He is a woman.
Oh.
And that is the only way I can explain it. But that's Reginald. Essentially how I found him was I walked into Lisser, LCR, you know, ropes course at our camp.
It's a ropes course at a camp.
Stands for Lower Coyote Ridge, in case you're curious.
It stands for Lower Coyote, whatever she said.
Yeah. Anyways. And so, I can tell you don't belay often.
No, I don't.
But so I get
belaying
there.
Belaying is something, it's another thing.
It's tight on the rope in French.
Yeah.
Bonjour, parlez-vous français. Anyways.
Yeah, gazin tight.
Ahiba Rabib. Moving on. Anyways.
Viva la vida loca.
Yeah. There we go. Cold playing it up. Oh, wah, ah, ah.
She sneezed. Bless her.
Bless you. So sorry. Amen. moving on. I leave the ropes course. I walk in 5 minutes later. I look at my clipboard and suddenly there's a rubber chicken on my clipboard. I asked everybody on the ropes course, is this yours? Everyone said, no. What is that?
This guy just showed up?
Just showed up. And I said, that's mine. You're going to be in my speech. And then I walked around with him all day. I introduced him to everybody. I smacked the hell out of everybody with him. And I love it. And I got really scared. I couldn't find him for about 2 minutes one day. And yeah. I was like, what the heck? But yeah, that's Reginald. He's
the fact that we're still talking about him, we definitely need a picture of him.
Oh, yeah.
He has no...
He has wings. Oh, he does. They just don't have feathers.
Okay.
He's like deflect. I think that's the term, deflect. Yeah.
Where was he made?
I have no idea.
Hold on.
Chicken Land?
Chicken Land?
Yeah. It's like,
China.
Have you ever seen the show? Oh, yep, yeah. Have you seen the show Backyard Friends or like Backyard?
I know of the show.
With Otis the cow?
Yes.
So
yes.
Otis the cow, he actually has an udder. And this is like a crucial
udder
piece
what?
Of an udder.
I got it.
Yeah. So anyways, this is a crucial piece of information because I found out recently only female cows have udders. And so Otis was a male cow who had an udder, which was meaning it was a very progressive TV show because Otis was clearly a transgender cow.
He was a
cow.
She.
Yes, just like Reginald.
They're related.
And so that was just going to show, and Reginald kind of like belongs on his own farm, kind of in that aspect. But
yeah.
He also reminds me of the robot chicken, if you're familiar.
Oh, I love robot chicken.
Scared the fuck out of me
gosh.
As a kid.
Animated?
Worse than George Lopez would scare me. You know, when you're asleep in the middle of the night and all you hear is dun, 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 and you look up and you see the falling couches.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah,
get
that
a
thing.
A little higher. Yeah. That's... it was Robot Chicken.
Just George Lopez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jumping out of the sky onto a trampoline. Yeah. What was it? Courage the Cowardly Dog? Oh, yeah. It scared the heebie-jeeb out of me. Like, the heebie-jeeb is still at my old house. I don't know. It was just freaky as fuck. Like, this little dog is like, ooh, in another dimension with the scary thing.
Did scary movies scare you?
No.
I love Sinister 2.
That was my favorite movie as a kid.
Wait, Sinister 2?
Yes. You know where it's like the videotapes and then you get to like the cornfields and the scarecrow and he's like, I'm gonna kill you, son of a bitch. And then there's the snow one where she like electrocutes them. And then there's the flood one where they like hang them all upside down and there's a flood of water and they like put a live wire in
and
it.
And then there's a rat.
They put the rat in the bucket. Yep. And they put a coal on top so it has to crawl through the insides, but they're shaped in a star. I love that movie.
Oh my gosh.
So, like, little old me was going crazy for that. But then if you put on, like, Courage the Cowardly Dog, I was the cowardly dog. Yeah.
You seem like rats eat people and you're like, let's fucking go.
Yeah. There's a dog? Fuck. No, I'm out. God. There's also, did you ever see the show? Fuck. What was it? Oh, 100 Ways to Die?
Yeah. That was a thousand ways to die.
Yeah, I think they cut it off after 100, but I remember my dad was like, what the fuck are you watching? This lady was like stuck her head out the window and this mailbox was there, decapitated her. And I was like, I'm never driving past the mailbox again.
The only one I remember is also decapitation, where two people are riding a motorcycle and they're making out. Do you remember this?
And they
both have tongue piercings. Mm-hmm. And as they're making out, their tongue piercings get stuck. And they're on motorcycles, so they're going the same direction, and a pole shows up, and it cuts both of their heads off. Yeah. Comedy.
I know. It's like Final Destiny, or where you have the
Final
big,
Destiny?
Like, Final Destination? Final Destiny, same kind of thing.
That's the video game, Destiny something.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. But you have these, like, wooden dowel log thingies, and there's, like, in a truck in front of you, and then they slam on their brakes.
Yeah.
Bam, you're impaled by a giant-ass splinter.
Dude, you know they're making another Final Destination movie?
I thought they already had so many Final Destinations.
They have four.
What kind of dimension are we living in where you get that many Final Destinations? Ay, ay, ay. Hey, for the podcast, I have this person named Newt in my life. Bestie.
You can speak up.
She's on her... Anyways,
I've been snorting too. It's disgusting.
I know. It's in our family genetics. She's on her way and she's bringing me a crumble cookie and we're going to do 4 push-ups today.
I'm not a big crumble cookie
fan. Me either, but it's coconut lime and I was like,
I did a review of it on TikTok and just every flavor is too much sugar.
Well, yeah, you don't eat a whole cookie at once. You eat like a piece of it at a time.
No, but even that, it's overstimulating.
You gotta drink water.
That's what that, okay.
Just calm down.
You gotta
just
do
breathe.
You gotta take a bath.
Yeah.
Dude.
What are 4 things that you could see? 3 things that you can touch, 2 things
what?
That you can... Did you never have anxiety?
No, I did, but
you
I never
had
did,
to do that?
I never had good parents.
Well,
I think that's
I didn't
the difference.
Either, but no, I guess I did. where, like, if you're going around and you're, like, freaking out as a kid, they'd be like, what are 5 things that you can see right now?
Oh, this was in school.
Yeah. What are 4 things that you can touch? What are 3 things that you can hear? And they'd go 5 down to 1 of, like, all your senses, and you're supposed to calm down, and I'm like... What do you want me to touch? Like, myself? I don't know. Yeah.
In front of all of these other
literally,
kids.
I'm like, that's not going to help. Like, fuck.
You want me to do it 5 times?
Yeah. Like, come on. I can barely breathe once.
And you want me to look at it 4 times?
Oh, God. School was weird. But you remember those little carts in PE you could slide on?
I think you know this, but I think you're also forgetting. I was homeschooled up until freshman year of public school.
Yeah.
High school.
That explains a lot now that I'm remembering.
Yeah, yeah.
In good old Kansas.
Yeah. Conversation starters. So you had the chicken.
Yeah.
Was every drink you... She's... I can't fucking talk. She has 5 drinks out. Ew. Was each one like a topic you were going to talk about?
I mean, I suppose. So 4 of these I got from my mom for Christmas.
Did you do improv in high school?
No. I did the sound bar for a musical theater, though.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. But
I've
I was a fucking nerd
it.
In high school. I was all about education. I didn't even drink till college.
Really?
Yeah. So these are some Christmas ones. I thought they were funny and you can drink some of them. It's called Fa La La Footloose Fruit Juice Sangria.
Dude, speaking of... Whoa, this is weird. Speaking of Footloose and musicals and...
Fake ID?
No.
The line dance?
No.
Okay, continue.
I was just going to say, I was in the musical Footloose in high school.
I did the Shrek musical.
Did you?
Yeah, that was a fun one.
I wanted to audition and be Pinocchio.
Our Pinocchio was a woman.
Okay.
My brother's ex-girlfriend.
She's
a psychotic bitch.
So she wasn't good?
No, she was, but it's because Pinocchio's like a little bit of a liar, so it fit well for her character at least.
Who were you in Shrek the musical?
I told you I did the soundboard.
Oh, I thought you said you were in it.
I was on the crew. Okay? Give me my fucking moment, all right? Damn.
You never did stage on stage stuff?
No,
you
have I auditioned once and I can't sing.
No, no, but not even musicals, like plays.
I only auditioned for Shrek and they told me I couldn't sing, which I already knew. So I didn't need that in my life, but I was never going to do it again and stuck to my all black outfit in the back going beep boop, sound, turn mic on, off. Yeah.
I was in a play and I was 12 Angry Joes. Do you know that movie? Or do you know that play? It's a play with the like Joey people and I'm one of them. And there was a, the acting director said, hey, when you're writing down notes on stage, actually write stuff down. Don't just like pretend. Mm-hmm. And every show, I just wrote the lyrics to Who'd I Be from Shrek the Musical every time. And so I didn't even care. It was so funny. Shrek the Musical also, I showed it to my dad.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My laughter is silent and it can't be conveyed to the microphone.
Mine is either like silence and then it goes, or it's a snort.
Mine will wheeze where I can't breathe and I'm like, yeah. And it's really funny, and I don't know if it's like me, it's laughing, like
scraping
or if I like
a pig on a concrete. Yeah,
I don't know if I'm laughing or like suffocating, but I guess you find out. Yeah. Oh, you just said something to remind me of something.
Shrek. No. All black. Jurymen.
Jurymen. Oh yeah. So I've been like nominated for jury duty 3 times now.
Nominated, yeah. like it's an Oscar.
It is. Like it's a pretty coveted event.
You get picked. You and think I've, the Academy.
Oh, I 100% will join. I've waited my entire life since I've known about jury duty to participate, and I've wanted to. I mean, my whole career is legal-based. All I've ever wanted to do is be like, put that son of a bitch in jail.
But what if he's innocent? Seeing someone guilty.
Like, I want to be in a high-profile case.
But also, aren't you technically supposed to do it once?
Yeah. Like, every 6 months.
Oh, every 6 months?
You can get, like, I think it's you can get nominated every 6 months. Have you ever seen Grey's Anatomy?
No.
I just watched my main character die today.
Was it Patrick Dempsey?
Yeah.
Am I getting the show mixed up with something else?
No, that's right. Derek Shepherd.
Dude, that was a wild guess.
Oh my god, I sobbed on the floor, my guy.
One of my last exes, we were watching Grey's Anatomy. We were watching something with Patrick Dempsey. Mm-hmm. And then she was just like, man, he aged like fine wine. And then I got jealous. Mm-hmm. And then we broke up. And then I saw him.
Why you broke up?
No. Just unrelated. Oh. And then I saw him in a different movie. And I was like, god damn it, he is attractive.
We talked about this before.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Okay.
We both have like short-term memory loss, but...
We also stuttered twice.
Oh, no. I did that because I was trying to mimic Dory. I just have like a little bit of a lisp. Yeah.
Did you see Finding Dory?
Yeah. In theaters.
Me too.
I loved it.
I think it's almost tied with Finding Nemo.
I agree.
I think it was so fucking good.
I think her dumb little like glitzy glam blonde moment in the movie was great. Like, hi, I'm Dory.
Oh, every time?
Hi, I'm Dory.
Oh, and then she... Yeah.
And we'd just keep doing that.
I
loved
it.
I loved it. I do have kinky pink...
You
blood
have me
orange.
At kinky. Can I...
That's alcohol. That's kinky.
Oh, it is...
That's kinky pink.
It's 17%.
Yeah, I think you should just raw dog it. Go for it. Oh,
did
my
you
God.
Want to
have
chug
you
it?
Ever seen this show? I can't even open this. Have you ever seen the movie Sky Guy or Sky High? Where they're like,
yeah,
fucking babies.
Movie, dude.
Oh, I love it. Dude, how do you fucking open this?
So there was a line in that movie that my brother always says.
Which one?
Anytime someone's fucking up in real life, they're doing something stupid, mm-hmm. my brother would just go, sidekick.
I'm going to start doing that at camp. Do you need my strength to open it?
No, I got it. Okay. You want to get it.
Yeah.
It's also
so
just...
So, for the audience, I don't know if you could hear that click, but I indeed was able to open it.
She did open it.
Power strength.
You know the very first joke? Well, now we're bringing it back to keeping this in. So, Cohen Sosa, who I've done mm-hmm. 2 episodes with...
Mixtape.
Camp name, Mixtape. The very first time I met him, I still remember this. The very first time I met him, we were at the table at lunch, and he was saying something. He was like... I was laughing, and he was like, you sound like Queen Latifah in the movie Taxi. And that's such a specific niche reference.
Like, very
and
focused.
I started laughing so much, and I go, have you seen that movie? And he goes, oh, no.
He's a funny fucking guy. The first memory I have with him was us going up, because we have a water sports specialty, so the people needed to practice how to, like, water ski, drive the boats and all that, so they called, like, 5 of us up. It was, like, me, Mixtape, and a couple others. So it was me and Mixtape out on the freezing cold Big Bear Lake trying to learn how to fucking water ski.
Frozen, you said?
It was freezing cold.
But it was frozen.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was just cold.
Okay. Oh, my
God. But I'm trying to learn how to waterboard or water ski.
Anything water related. was trying to figure out if it's
waterboard.
Waterboard? It's when you get an actual skateboard. Oh, yeah, you kill people with that.
LMAO, Cullen and I were not waterboarding. We were wakeboarding. But, yeah, it was a really fun trip, but it was really cold.
Low-key, now, since you're not using your phone, can you Google waterboard and Webster? It sounds like a sex position.
Waterboard Webster?
Well, maybe not Webster. Just put in waterboard. Actually, put in Webster. What's the thing that you Google something, and if you put the something after, I'm going to stop talking.
You mean Omegle? Not Omegle.
Not Omegle.
Urban Dictionary?
Yeah. Or, yeah, that's
Webster is like the official like dictionary.
Do Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Waterboard. Hold on.
Is it like a sex thing?
Yeah.
This is juicy.
Number one, a sex act in which a woman presses a towel over the face of her sexual partner, then squirts violently over the face and towel to stimulate drowning.
I gotta get the microphone closer.
A sex act in which woman...
You're good. You have to say it. But you said number one.
Yeah, number two is a female ejaculation aimed or targeting the mouth, eyes, and lungs of a sexual partner. For example, every time Bridget Nielsen gets her hands on a man, she straddles the poor bastard like a saddle and waterboards the dude until he's gargling she-ski.
What? What? Did you rap at the end? What was that?
It says, she-ski. And all I can think of is a song where it's like, if you're trying to see what's up, ski-yee. And that's all I can think of.
I don't even know that song. Who sings that?
I don't know.
It has to be a Lil something.
Lil Wayne?
Lil Ski.
Lil Sock?
Oh
my god, could you imagine, like, a Lil Concrete? Come here, Lil Lampshade. Lil Drywall, where you at?
Lil Concrete is still
fine. Lil Concrete. Oh my god, wait, before we take these shots.
He merchandises shoes, but they're so fucking heavy.
And they're platforms, too. Let's take these little shots.
There's no alcohol in
it. I'm going to pretend like there is. Yeah. No, I'm...
Take a test and then I'll finish it.
Okay, hold on. Be real.
Do a little one and then I'll finish it.
Alrighty. Cheers to your day, Governor.
I do want to sip of this,
though. To Reginald. That's kinky. Oh.
Oh, that's good. That is good.
That's kinky.
The kinky pink one?
Oh. That's not good.
Oh, she's making a face.
Oh, that is not good.
Both of them combined?
She
drank the kinky pink.
Go for both of them at the same time.
Wait. Okay, we're drinking kinky pink actual alcohol, 17%, and then peppermint martini, just a mixer.
Yeah. Mix them together at the same time.
Am I gonna do that really, though?
Yeah.
I don't wanna do this. I don't wanna.
Pour it into the kinky pink.
Okay.
Or wait.
No, I don't wanna spill take it on
like
your table.
No, I don't care. Take like a shot of the kinky pink, get a flavor, and then we'll mix it.
And then don't swallow the kinky pink.
No, swallow the kinky pink.
This is the stupidest conversation.
Take a little sip of kinky pink. Just do that.
I mean, if that's not the title, then I don't fucking know.
Kinky pink or saying goodbye to Reginald? kinky pink or apologizing to Reginald?
She's been telling me to drink something for 10 minutes. I haven't even touched it with my lip.
And it's named kinky pink.
That's two kinky things back to back. Kinky and pink.
I know. What can you say? Slay. Oh, she's 17%.
Wait, that's good.
Okay, and then now this is what you do.
You want me to make... Oh, wait, there's a delay. Yeah. That's disgusting. Oh, fuck.
That's when the 17% hits you.
Don't spell my phone.
Oh, I won't. I'm an expert.
I noticed... Oh, God,
did you know St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow?
Shit, is it?
Yeah.
I totally forget about that one.
Whoa. Hold on.
Have you had a good St. Patrick's Day memory? Party, maybe celebration when you were young?
I used to eat corned beef every year.
Is this just unrelated? You're not even answering the question. I used to eat corned beef.
Corned beef.
That's how crazy I got.
Corned beef is a St. Patrick's Day dish.
Oh, it is?
Yes. So we would always eat corned beef and cabbage. But that was
they
it.
They put Lucky Charms in there?
Why not? Throw it on in, but only the schmellows.
Are you a night owl or an early
you
bird?
You gotta drink the kinky pink.
Oh, do you want me to do it in one go?
Yeah. I am a night owl. I'd rather sleep all day and be up at night. This is my awake hours.
Dude, yeah, I'm the same way.
I was asleep on the couch till 5:30 in the morning and then came downstairs and went back to bed till 11. And then I fell asleep during the first Twilight movie, woke up on the fourth one at the end.
No memory of the fourth one.
I fell asleep woke up at 5, fell back asleep. At 5:30, I woke back up, and then Batman all of a sudden was standing in a corner at 5:30 in the morning, and I rolled over to go back to sleep, and I was like, what the fuck?
Batman is a counselor. She's not so sleep-deprived that she's actually looking at Christian
Bale. No, I just am schizophrenic. Yeah, it's an issue. We're getting it under control. My therapist says I'm doing good. But we also had two more people sleeping on the couch. What did you just do with your body?
I had to pop everything.
Oh, that was freaky deaky.
I slouch constantly. I was listening, by the way, but
but that was like a weird motion to unravel.
I turned into like Optimus Prime. I was transforming. Cool. I notice, and maybe no one else sees it. Maybe it's just me. But when I'm just sitting like this, I can feel myself slouching.
Oh, same. I've been sitting like this the entire time. I'm like trying to move into like.
Is that weird that I didn't catch that and you caught that?
Well, no, but I caught myself slouching, or you didn't catch yourself like unraveling like a dinosaur.
I did catch it, but it's weird how like the other people don't catch what you're thinking about.
Yeah. Well, because we can't read your fucking mind.
No,
this isn't Sky High. This is planet fucking Earth.
Yeah, Greg, you're a fucking sidekick now.
Sidekick. Yeah. Save me. Save me. Save me.
What song do you think of when you what's the main song in that movie that you think of? There's only like one song.
How to save a life.
No, that's not even in the song. That's not even in
When did I clock?
Oh my gosh, no. It's I'll stop the world and melt with you. That's the end credit song.
Oh, I don't ever watch the end credits.
No, but it's like, it's transitioning.
Why give credit to them? I watched the movie. Was that not enough?
I do want to talk about London, though, because we will...
Oh, I loved London. How long were you in London for,
though? I was there for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
You were there for
plugging something in.
Okay. You were there for 2 months?
Fuck no, I was there for 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks, too. Yeah. In December.
Yeah.
Christmas time. It's one of my favorite places. It was so fucking dope.
It is really fucking cool. There's a lot of people there.
Someone that doesn't know how to make a conversation.
There's a lot of people exist in London.
Is that you on the first date? Just awkward? You're like, oh, man, there's a lot of people here.
You know, found out recently. I'm a yapper, man. I will yap, yap, yap.
First dates?
Oh, just I'll in just general. Yap.
Okay.
Unless there's like more than two people around. Like if we had a third in this room, oh, I would be like, how are y'all doing?
You would listen.
What's up?
You would be a listener.
No, I just wouldn't think. Because I like listening, but at times my brain is like, why the fuck is anyone speaking? And so I'm like there and I'm like, sometimes just can't listen. And I just sit there. I sometimes can't listen. Sorry, I had to get louder.
No.
I sometimes can't listen. And so I just like to sit there and be like, uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
When no one's... Yeah. I imagine you do that when no one's talking.
Oh, I do all the time. I wake up. Yeah.
What's
up? No, there's like five people that I could listen to talk.
London was cool.
London was cool, man. They only take Apple Pay everywhere you go. And as someone who's like didn't realize that you'd have to pay $5 every time you use your card there.
I fucking hate that. Mm,
oh, you also know? Don't you know? Sorry, I'm in a Sultan right now.
Can we do London though?
Oh, sorry. So sorry.
Irish.
Don't you know it that they don't
Australian.
So okay, I can't get into the mode.
Under the sea. That was really bad. Australian.
sorry, when I was in London, what I didn't quite understand was my Discover student card wouldn't work because they don't accept Discover cards there. And so I put all of my money onto that credit card and I was like, I slay, I can use this. And then I get there and I was like, fuck, I cannot use any of this.
Oh, no.
And so it was like a whole time I was there, I was trying to figure out where the fuck my money was and how to transfer it over. I opened a whole new bank account in London.
I
have a whole new bank that I can't use, but I have like $30 in there. And in my wallet, I have like $45 worth of fucking pounds. And so every time I go somewhere, I'm like, you take pounds?
You take pounds?
You, can I give you a pound in exchange? They never say yes. But
imagine if they say yes, you're like, okay, just give me like a lot of McDoubles and I'll give you like so many pounds.
Yeah, I'll give you whatever you want.
I'm chomping it up.
And Big Mac, you want to supersize it? Oh, you were in public, a little homeschool, so you never got to watch Supersize Me. It was like a documentary where this guy was like, I think he was from Australia, I don't fucking know, but he was like, I'm going to go to the McDonald's and I'm going to do the supersized challenge, which was like when McDonald's used to make everything, but it was like supersized. And they got rid of it. They got rid of it because it led to so much obesity. And so when they got it, this guy went for like 30 days straight. He would eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, and he would get the supersize of everything. And so he gained like a couple hundred pounds in 30 days or something like that.
It was a challenge he wanted to do, like
for something. It was like for like a health study kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And so it was really interesting to like watch and observe. But oh my god, man, it was
how
weird.
Do you know how much he weighed at the end?
No, let me Google.
Yeah, how much did the super
for size? The audience? I am currently logging into Google.com so I can search up the Super Size Me documentary.
You don't want people to think you're a witch.
Yeah, just a bitch.
No, there's a pause, and you're like,
yeah, oh, see, Jefferson 2004, Mackey. Super Size Me. It's a documentary indie film.
What's a hot take about a movie you have?
Twilight's the best movie ever to be created, and every other movie should be judged compared to Twilight.
Twilight 1?
All of them.
Oh, all of them. It's like one. Your favorite movie.
Yes, all of them.
Okay, that is a hot take.
I think that's the only correct answer.
I do think Twilight 1, people make jokes about Twilight, and mm-hmm. they'll be like, oh, it's cliche, cheesy acting. Mm-hmm. Unironically, I do think Twilight 1 is so good.
It is. And with the little filter on it, oh my god, it's so great.
Little filter?
Yeah, it's like a blue filter on it that makes it look like,
whoa. Little filter.
Little filter. Come here, dog. Yeah, so.
Get yourself a little concrete.
I really like that. Oh, also, dude, I got the weight. Cool, I was a fucking liar earlier. What? He only gained 24.5 pounds. But
yeah, the audience were buzzing for that.
It was
dude.
A 13% body mass increase, and it increased his cholesterol by 230 milligrams a DL. And he experienced mood swings, sexual dysfunction, and fat accumulation in his liver.
I was just about to ask.
So you eat too much McDonald's, you can't have sex.
I was just about to ask that.
Yep.
Dude, that was weird timing.
You can't have sex if you eat too much McDonald's.
We can die happy now.
I'm already dead.
You want to do that again? You said Mario did. I'm Mario did.
I'm already dead. You can't kill me.
You like rap?
No. I like country music.
Yeah, I was going to say you like country music.
Yeah, I like country music. Do you know my top artist?
Hold on.
Oh, it's covered by my bag.
Okay, good. Let me guess. Hold on. Country? No. Zach Brown?
No, Hozier.
Oh, I don't know who. Oh, Hozier. Yep, take me to church.
I don't know who he is. Oh, I love that. That's the only song you know by him.
No, there's a song that they do on Walking Dead.
Oh, I only ever watched one, like, up to one episode when they, like, shot their daughter in the backyard.
Wasn't their daughter, but yes, I know what you're talking
when
about.
When they shot her, and I was like, why the fuck would you kill your kid? And I was like, I'm never watching it again, and I never watched it again. And I don't think I ever will. So that was too much
you
trauma
for me. You
join
a show midway through, and you just get the information wrong, and that's why you never show.
Yeah.
You're like, you watch the show Friends.
Well,
and
I mean, I'm not going to lie. When I went to Universal Studio and did their little Halloween Walking Dead thing, it scared the shit out of me.
It is scary.
So if you scare the fuck out of me, I don't owe you shit.
It's weird. I love scary mm-hmm. movies, but I hate haunted houses.
I love haunted houses, but if they touch me, I hope they know I'm touching back. And it's like, you could poke me and be not like, even- and it's like, what the fuck? And yeah, I'm swinging.
Did you want any more of this? I need to chug it.
Yeah, I think you need to chug the Kinky Pink. No, chug the Kinky Pink. Oh, the facial reaction. He enjoys it, and then wait for it. Yep, the gag, and then the Modelo, the follow-up.
You're commentating sex right now.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
watch him chug it, the gag.
Yeah, the Modelo. That's Modelo. Just his lover's name.
Yeah, found him in Mexico. I didn't mean to. I didn't like find him. Like I was just trying to look. I wasn't looking for any Mexicans. Hot take about a TV show.
Ooh. Stefan Salvatore is so much hotter than Damon Salvatore from Vampire Diaries.
Oh boy, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
So there's a show called Vampire Diaries. My listeners out there, my audience, you'll know what I mean.
Yeah.
Stefan is so much better than Damon.
Here's a hot take. This is more of an agree or disagree. If you're a fan of, what was the show?
Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries. You're also a fan of Rivendell.
No.
Oh, you're not a fan. Okay.
I watched the first season and was like, oh my god, I love it. And then I watched the second season and was like, what the fuck? And then now they have magical powers. And I don't understand it.
And they go back in time.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
It made no fucking sense to me. This is my Draco Malfoy blanket.
Was there ever a character you did? You know what I mean? Like in front of your friends.
Virgo.
No.
My job every day is a character.
I meant like in high school, middle school, in front of your friends, that was always like a sassy person. Because I would, for some reason, as a bit, I would always just do an old man. I feel
pretended
like that.
I was cool.
No. Well, everybody did that.
No, like my guy. Let me tell you, I was a fucking nerd.
Yeah. I get that.
Fake and my dad was strict, so it was like no social media, no parties. You don't have a curfew, but if your ass isn't home by 9 p.m., you're gonna never leave in the house again. It was also like I couldn't wear like a flannel shirt open. It had to have like a shirt underneath and be fully buttoned up.
So when you watched the scary movie, Sinister 2, that's a rated R movie.
Yeah.
Your parents are strict. Did you sneak and watch it?
He didn't care about that. I was 5 years old watching Swiss Titties in a movie called Beer Fest.
Oh, Swiss Titties.
And I was
titties.
Like, yeah, titties. So, yeah, no, he didn't care about that.
That's a feminist.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, hold on. My friend messaged me.
We get it. You're popular.
Me? No, I just finally turned my phone off Do Not Disturb.
Oh.
I've had my phone on Do Not Disturb the past 2 weeks. Oh, man, I've loved it.
When someone says they're a bad texter, do you believe that? Or do you think, like, you'd make time for me if you actually weren't a bad texter? Do you know what I mean? People always say, oh, my God, I'm such a bad texter.
Well, I mean, like, I guess I am a bad texter, but in the context of a different way. Like, if you text me and I read it before I open it, I'm going to be like, if you texted me and you said, hey, I'll be at your house in 5 minutes. If I didn't respond to you, I was like, okay. And then I mentally responded. And I was like, he understood that. Even though I never sent anything to you, I was like, in my brain, I told you, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I'll go months without texting somebody back. And they're like, you never responded to me. And I'm like, yes, I did. And I'm like, oh, I didn't. Or sometimes I'll type it and I forget to click send.
Oh, yeah. My sister does that too.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm a bad texter, but it's not that I don't want to talk to you. Some people.
I don't understand. But I believe you and my sister, but the idea of texting someone and never sending, what was the...
I text so fast and I immediately cancel out of the screen.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to...
I like, when I text, I'm like...
That is wild.
So yeah, for the reference, I just flung my flown in the air.
Dude, for someone that doesn't rap, you're killing it right now. Okay.
I sing.
You were gonna sing?
Yeah.
Is this what we're doing in this?
Yeah.
We'll end it. Okay, hold on. We'll end it on singing. Do you want to plug anything though? Did you hear Cohen's song at the end of our episode?
No.
It's so
fucking
good.
I need to listen
good.
To it. I love Cohen. He can sing.
I'm going to plug. I've been trying to get Cohen. I'm going to send you this clip because he's one of my favorite people. I'm trying to get you on another episode. Bae.
Eh.
The homeschooled stuff. We got to keep it down.
What was that noise you made? It was like, bae. Have you ever seen the vine where it's like, da-da-da, bale, dad? And it was like the woman on the news reporter.
Yes,
yeah, that's
yes.
The noise he just made. Yeah.
The best weatherman vine or video is, I don't know what the guy says to the kid, but the guy's like, something like, what are you doing here? And then the kid is like, wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
I've seen that one. There's another clip which I don't know if you've seen. It has Jennifer Aniston in it and like a little bald kid. And he's like, my mom says that I'm strong and confident or something like that. And then she goes,
I love your confidence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love your confidence. And he looks like, what the fuck? Yeah. Love it.
That's like saying, I want to be an astronaut. And then you're like, aw. And then you just move on to the thing.
Yeah. Aw. Okay, so go put your shoes on. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Sorry, I forgot you have no legs.
Fuck. Yeah.
Go put your gloves on. Oh, shit.
Ooh, no hands. Fuck.
Can I use you as a bowling ball?
All right. Can I use this as a pin?
Any message you want to give to the men?
To the men.
Sorry, I was reading the Bible a couple days ago.
To the men.
It all says men. Have
during
you read the
Women's
Bible?
History Month, I'm not religious anymore.
Me
but
neither.
The Bible has read me. Happy Women's History Month to all the women out there. That's my plug.
Okay.
That's all I got to say, but y'all are all freaking awesome.
Part of Happy Women's Month, part of that, plug a female artist that you really like.
Ooh.
That's not common. Like, not like Taylor Swift. Like, someone, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Like, someone you feel like that's not as popular as fucking Dove Cameron.
Oh, okay, this one is going to be popular, but this is probably like one of the female artists that shaped me the most, and it might be hilarious to some people. The Pussycat Dolls. I'm going to say those a big shout out to them. I listened to them a lot as a kid, and it gave me a lot of confidence. And ever since I was 5, it was Don't You Wish Your Girlfriend Was Hot Like Me.
That's a good song.
And so I got a shout out to them because they've given confidence to a lot of girls out there.
So shout out to her. Also shout out to Avril Lavigne. I got to listen. You're my best phase.
Oh, yeah, still same. Stuck in that boat.
Still in the same phase.
Have you ever heard of Tara Yummy?
Nope, that's a made-up thing. Can I get a Tara Yummy?
She's like a creator influencer. I know, so generation of me, but she's fucking beautiful. Look at her.
What's her name?
Tara Yummy.
I know who this is. She's on a podcast with a guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm in love with her. Also, Renee Rapp. Shout out to her. Stuff. But yeah, that's it. Shout out to myself.
Shout out to yourself.
Shout out to yourself.
I like your self-love socks.
These are my Bucky's socks and these are my Bucky's pants.
Okay, I know it's a gas station.
Texas.
Just Texas?
No, it's like in the south-ish. Texas, Oklahoma, all that. And it's like you can buy furniture at a Bucky's gas station.
I've been there twice.
And I love it.
It's one of my favorite places.
I also have Bucky's Texas sticker, Bucky's sticker. I love it.
Bucky sticker, another Bucky
sticker. That's a kangaroo, you dumbass. but yeah, I really like them.
All right. Yeah, we'll get going. Thank you guys for listening. And oh, follow. Do you want me to put your Instagram stuff in the description?
Oh,
do you want me to put in the description?
If you want to follow me, you can follow my Instagram. He'll put it in the description.
Do you have a TikTok?
If you want to follow my Instagram, it'll be in the description.
Do you have a Twitter?
An X?
A Twitter?
It's called X now.
Oh.
Get with the times. No, I don't. I don't believe in Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe in Tweeter, but, you know, what can I say?
Except you're welcome.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Like I said, we're ending it.
Oh, my God. Hey, hey, is Reginald.
That was episode 103. Thank you guys for listening. Do you remember in the opening of the episode where I was trying to advertise my stand-up set, and it's on YouTube, and it was on like a thing. Do you know? it's called. So if you want to see a set of mine on YouTube, it's called Fox 43 Comedy Hour, the second one we've done. That's the title. Fox 43 Comedy Hour, the second one we've done. It's about a 40-minute video, something like that. There's maybe 8 or 9 comedians. I'm the first one up, so if you want to check that out, 5-minute set. And it's not my best I've done, but it's just get a sense of me. Get a sense of me. And when you were listening to this episode, you were getting a sense of Emma and both of us. You're getting a sense. You're getting sensed up. With us, you know? Do you know? I bet you don't even know. What a coward you are that you don't even know. All right, that was it. Just thank you guys for listening. Yeah. All right, peace be with you. Happy National Women's Day, pancake shapes, and butterflies. Happy Women's History Month.